Get ready for this piping hot tea. Get ready for tea time and filter with your girl Lovey T. Spilling all this hot tea on this podcast.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ready for this piping hot tea. From tea, time and filter with your girl Lovey T.
Hey, Tea Sippers. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered. I hope you guys are doing good this evening. So I am back with another podcast, and I have my homegirl Emily here with me. Emily, say what's up to the people.
Hey, everybody.
All right. So you guys, I'm still hanging in there. I'm like, I want to do a podcast. I want to talk about stuff, but I'm kind of in pain. But I'm going to work through the pain because I'm a trooper. Yeah. I swear. But me and Emily were talking, and it is so funny because it seems like every time me and you get ready to do a podcast,
every time,
there's like always some type of peen leak. Like somebody's always just whipping out their damn beef stick. I'm like,
a big one too.
So, you know, I've been kind of laying down all day resting, you know, minding my business. Okay. And so as I'm just, you know, catching up on stuff that's been going on, you know, getting better and stuff, I get hit in the forehead with a big ass Draco. I'm like, what in the fuck? What the hell? I'm just trying to mind my business. I'm scrolling through Discord and it's like, bam. I wasn't expecting all that beef from Soulja Boy. Did you see the pics? I seen it.
And, you know, I'm not surprised because, you know, they say that about tall, skinny dudes, I guess, because he's so lanky. But when I seen the picture, it was the same. I was like, oh my God.
And you were like, who is that? Who is that?
I didn't recognize him at first. I had to zoom in, and then I recognized the face tattoos and stuff. So,
yeah, talk about Soulja Boy. Tell him.
He's telling him all right. And I know. Well, I ain't going to be too vulgar about it. But no, I was shocked, though, because like I said, I was just about to do the podcast. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Every time. I was like, let me get my glasses. Hold on.
You really don't need no glasses for this one at all. I'm impressed. I'm impressed, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, I guess
the reason why his peen is out, right, because it's all over Twitter. I mean, it looks like it's a good 9 inches soft. Yeah, but you know, people tell me I don't know, I don't measure right, so who knows? But they're saying the reason why his peen pic is out is because he started an OnlyFans.
Well, I'm sure he'll be getting lots of traffic.
Yeah, so he started an OnlyFans page, and he wants to encourage women to come join his OnlyFans. And he decided to give folks a sample by just pulling out his peen. So a lot of folks are running to join it. But again, it just goes to show you that a lot of these celebrities are still trying to do anything to get money.
Yes, thirsty. And one thing I will say about him in particular is he does seem to understand how the internet works. He knows what'll get people talking. And with the whole, even all the way back to the Safari thing and then the Nick Cannon thing, he knows how to get his name trending. He knows how to get himself out there. So if he wants traffic on his page, he clearly knows how to do it. And I guess he's got the equipment to get people going.
No, he definitely does, you know. And like, so all day on Twitter, it was called the Soulja Boy leak. So everybody's been passing around. And it's so funny because I still look at him, even though he's 31, he looks so young. Like, I still think he's like 20, 21. You know, he has that little baby face and he acts so immature at times.
He does.
You know, so it's hard to even see him as a 31-year-old man. But I just find that whole situation funny. I'm like, every time we get ready to do a podcast,
every time. Yeah, I had watched an old video because I remember when the Soulja Boy Tell 'Em song came out, like how we really would all get around the computers and try to learn the dance and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking at that video and I was like, even he does have a baby face, but you can tell how different he looks from, like, he was really young when he first came out. So it is kind of hard to shake that image of being a kid, you know, because he was so young when he first came out.
Well, he's letting us know that he's all grown up now.
He's grown.
We see you, Big Draco. We see you, Daddy.
That must be why. What's her name? Nia. Was it Nia? Was with him for so long. That's why she put up with all that shit.
Right. Yeah. You know, someone will put up with a bunch of bullshit if the peen's good.
I guess.
But anyway, so now we're going to go ahead and switch topics here. I want to talk about the whole Kanye West situation. What is going on with Kanye? Now, he got this big booty white girl. What's her name? Julia or something like that?
Yeah, Julia Fox.
Okay, banging shape. I'm not really sure where she came from. Azealia Banks is accusing her of being a cokehead. But, you know, Azealia Banks has something to say about everybody. So he's been walking around with this chick and arm in arm, and they've been kicking it. And then all of a sudden, it came out today that somebody's pressing charges on him because he punched a fan. A fan allegedly went to go ask Kanye for an autograph, and he got mad and punched him. And so a new video came out, and I'm going to play this for the audience, where the guy's on the ground. So we don't see the punch. We just see the guy on the ground, and Kanye's yelling at these two women who are, I guess, his assistants or something. And they're saying, Kanye, hold my hand, hold my hand. He's like freaking out. He's going off. So I'm going to play that video really quick here.
We begin with breaking news. The rapper formerly known as Kanye West is being investigated this morning by the LAPD for allegedly punching a man. CBS2's Jasmine Vale joins us now with what detectives are looking into. Jasmine, good morning to you.
Good morning, DeMarco. And this happened very early this morning. Kanye West, who now goes by Ye, is reportedly a suspect now in a battery report filed early this morning in downtown L.A. According to the entertainment website TMZ, Ye got into an argument outside Soho Warehouse, which is a members-only club on South Santa Fe Avenue and Bay Street. He allegedly pushed, then punched a male fan who had asked for an autograph. The incident is being investigated as a misdemeanor battery, a charge that carries a maximum 6 months behind bars. The rapper reportedly left the scene before officers arrived, so they still need to talk to him. And so far, no one from Ye's camp has spoken out about this alleged incident. Just yesterday, he had been confirmed as a headliner for this year's Coachella Music Festival. So a lot on his plate. He dropped a new music video, new single, a new girlfriend. So unfortunately, DeMarco, this is a little bit of a setback. We're going to stay on top of the story, bring you any new developments as they come in. I'll send it back to you.
All right, we'll see you then, Jasmine. Thank you for that.
Away from me. Give me your hand.
Hey, man, I'm protecting us
no,
now.
No, get away what? From me.
I'm protecting
no,
us
no,
now.
No,
give me
your hand.
I
am your family.
Ain't no hand.
I am your family. Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
Ain't no hand. No. Who was supposed to talk to her?
Why did he just do that?
No, was supposed to talk
what is
to her?
Wrong with him? Can you please call the cops?
Please call the cops.
Can you please call the cops?
The commentary.
So what did you think of that video?
You know, it's I just really ain't here for TMZ. And I know Kanye has had a reputation of like spazzing out. And there's this whole narrative about him being, you know, crazy and bipolar and all this. But and this is just my opinion, but I kind of feel like I kind of see through the bullshit. Like I said, I wasn't there, so who knows? He could have spazzed out and punched dude. But one, we're catching the tail end of it. And I've just noticed the patterns here recently since everything going on with him and Kim. TMZ does not keep the same energy toward Kim that they do toward Kanye. Anything about Kim is always, oh, Kim was spotted on a boat with her, Pete Davidson, and, you know, having a great time, or she's doing this, or they're posting that weird-ass elf shit, and just a bunch of stuff like that. But anything with Kanye, oh, Kanye is just so obsessed with Kim, and his relationship is fake, and this girl that he's with, that's all set up, and this girl's apparently a Kardashian mega fan, and it's just totally different energies, and I know that they say that the Kardashians really do control a lot of the media. So I kind of feel like it's kind of a smear campaign. I don't know if a smear campaign is the right word, but they just definitely have different energy toward Kanye than they do Kim. And with us just seeing the tail end, I want to see what happened before. Because you ain't just going to run up and punch somebody. And I've seen videos of Kanye before with people from the media. And yeah, he has spazzed out before. But also, sometimes he's really cool. Like, I know you're just doing your job, this, that, and the third. So what made him do that?
And then we got to look at the time too. This was at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, who the hell wants to sign an autograph at 3 a.m.? Like, sir, you should be in bed. Hell, I should be in bed. Like, don't, yeah. You know what I mean? Don't come up to me at 3 o'clock in the morning like, hey, can I get your autograph, man? Like, what is this, the 1990s? Like, you, everybody has video cameras. Everybody has, you know, phones.
Yeah.
You just take a quick picture and move on. Like, who the hell is walking around with pen and paper to do an autograph?
Right, you know what exactly.
Like, this is the 90s. Like, that's what we did back in the day. But nowadays, nobody does autographs. People take pictures. Either take a picture or it didn't happen. That's like the saying on social media. Yeah. And what I also found funny, if you notice the guy, tell me he's not ready for a lawsuit.
Oh, he's ready.
He's literally laying flat out on the ground.
Yeah, he's definitely doing the most. But, and like I said, what could someone say? I mean, I'm just being like logical, but what could someone say to someone that makes no sense? Hey, can I have your autograph? And then boom, punch you. And then you laid out on the ground. And then Mr. Can someone call the cops? You know, like, come on now.
Like, it does look really contrived. It's like he just gets punched and he's making no attempt to get up. It's like, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. I'm just going to lay here till the cops come just for the more dramatics.
Yeah. Can someone take a picture while I'm down? Make sure you get me laying down.
Right. Like, it looked like a setup. It looked like they definitely were trying to, you know, juice it for what it was.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, if he punched him, he's definitely wrong. You can't go around hitting people. But, you know, I'm sure if what they're saying is true, he probably did it for a reason. He probably was getting antagonized and messed with because he was really pissed off. And there's even a second video where the person is still recording through the fence and he's like yelling at his assistant. So he's definitely mad about something.
Yeah, there's definitely more to the story, I believe. And like I said, there's already kind of this whole narrative out there that he's crazy and uncontrollable and this, that, and the third. And you know, everybody, I'm not saying everybody suffers from mental illness, but just because you're bipolar, that doesn't mean that you're some psycho that's just going to run around and start beating up people. And don't get me wrong, right. If I got punched by a celebrity, I'd probably sue him too. So I ain't just, you know, like totally side-eyeing the dude who got hit. But I think there's definitely more to the story. And TMZ clearly, they show who they side with this whole
thing. Yeah, and you know what? Speaking on media manipulation, now me and you were talking about the whole Tristan Thompson situation last time. So you remember last time when I was talking about the whole Tristan knocking up the trailer trash trainer?
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying her pictures just looked weird. She looked dusty. I didn't understand what was going on. And so the lady ended up doing an interview, I want to say maybe with the Daily Mail, because I read it a few days ago. And she came out and she flat out said that the Kardashians or just whoever were putting out fake stories about her and were putting out fake pictures. Those were not her pictures. If you look at the original picture of the Marley girl, Marley, whatever her name is, and you see the pictures that's come out now that it's been proven that he's the father, it's two different women.
Wow.
This woman looks more Hispanic, really pretty, very fit, but it's not the same woman that they had first put out there.
Oh, wow.
They had been together. She had met him back around Easter's when they had started hooking up, but she's not a fitness trainer. She's a fitness model.
Oh, okay.
So they were trying to spin it in the media like she's just some type of trainer, maybe hired by the NBA and, you know, she's broken closets or whatever. But she's like, no, I'm an Instagram model. I'm a fitness model. That's what I do. And so she was saying that those pictures that were put out there were not of hers. Tristan was trying to, when she found out she was pregnant, he knew about it, but he was trying to ignore it. And he was trying to pressure her into having an abortion, which she refused. And so he thought because she lived in Texas, because in Texas, I guess they have clauses where you can only get so much for child support. So he thought he could file under Texas law, even though his primary residence is in Cali. But they ended up going off of where he lives and the fact that he makes like $100 million a year. So she's walking away right now. They're saying it's temporary, but she's going to get $40,000 a month in child support. So she hit the jackpot.
Yeah, she did. And, you know, I remember when that first, all that was coming out and he's like, I'm retired. I don't work anymore. So you're not getting any money. And nobody's stupid. Mm-hmm. And I remember you called that out. You're like, what the, are you dumb? Like, you clearly can't think that she believes that she's not going to get any money from you.
He was talking like he was like the head fry cook. Like, I'm retired now from my job making 15 an hour. You won't get anything. Like, sir, you're in the NBA. You're not a fry cook.
Yeah, no, he definitely tried that. You get money from
endorsements, all types of shit. Like, what are you talking about? How dare you think she's not going to get any type of money? And so they're saying that at this point, he's going to be paying her $40,000 a month. He pays his first baby mama, Jordan Craig, $34,000 a month or so. And supposedly they try to say he pays Chloe child support, but I don't believe that.
Because
Chloe's always said that she doesn't get child support because she doesn't need it. But he's at least coming out of pocket, I would say, close to $80,000 a month in child support. So if that's not a wake up call for some of these guys to not be as reckless, you know, like I feel no ways about him. He's trash. That's why I've been calling him Tristan Third Trimester Thompson forever. The Shade Room tried to remix it and they called him what they call him, Tristan something. They tried to say what I said and it fell flat. But, you know, I just think the whole thing is just really trashy. And this child, when the child grows up, he has to see these text messages of his dad basically saying to get an abortion and you're not going to get any money and I'm not going to have nothing to do with the child, you know? So I like the fact that she came out and she kind of spoke her piece in that article and was like, you know, she just wants to be supported. She wants him to be there as a father. But if not, I mean, she got her bag. She's cool.
Yeah, you know,
and people can say, yeah, do you need $40,000 a month to raise a child? No. I mean, you have a lot of women who've done it with a fraction of that. The point is the child is supposed to live the same type of lifestyle as the father. We can't have True Thompson and, you know, Prince, that's his other son. Can't have them living in the suburbs of Beverly Hills, going to the best schools, eating the best foods. And then we have this little new baby in the damn projects of Texas. Okay, can't have him in the project. He needs to live in Woodland Hills. He needs to live in the rich part of Texas. Okay, he needs to be taken care of just like the other siblings. So that is why. Now, you know, this is nothing new. And I don't understand how Tristan and other guys who have money, when you have things to lose, why do these men not think like, yes, this is a beautiful woman. Yes, she's willing to hook up or be a side piece. But you got to understand, too, like pregnancy at this point in time, especially with celebrities, it's a hustle. Child support is a hustle for some women. So they will snatch that condom out the damn trash can and inseminate themselves. Folks don't have no shame. And speaking of that, there is a viral story about Drake that went viral. What was that, yesterday?
Yeah.
And I got to read this. The story is like so crazy. And everybody was talking about it on Twitter. So basically, they're saying that an Instagram model is ready to sue Drake after he allegedly put hot sauce in a condom. So today's show sponsor is Chime.com. Kick off 2022 with a better checking account with no monthly fees. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card that has no overdraft fees, foreign transaction fees, monthly fees, or service fees. With over 60,000 fee-free in-network ATMs in many locations like most Walgreens, 7-Elevens, CVS, you can access your money when you need it, where you need it. You'll also be able to send money to anyone, even if they aren't on Chime. So make sure your first good decision of the new year is to join over 10 million people using Chime. Sign up only takes 2 minutes and it does not affect your credit score. To get started, go to chime.com/sipslow. Again, that's chime.com/sipslow. Banking services provided by and debit cards issued by Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. Get fee-free transactions at any MoneyPass ATM in a 7-Eleven location and at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Otherwise, out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Sometimes pay-anyone instant transfers can be delayed. The recipient must use a valid debit card or be a Chime member to claim funds. So make sure you guys check them out. So they're reporting this. They're saying allegedly Drake and an IG model met up on Instagram. The two decided to link a few weeks ago. The model and Drake had a romantic encounter. And what happened next was crazy. After the party, they went back to his hotel. They smoked weed for a bit. And he asked if she wanted to have sex. She said he was very intent on ensuring things were consensual. They started with a bit of foreplay. He rubbed and sucked on her titties for a bit. And then he went to the bathroom and came out with a condom on. She said he was about 7 inches thick and cut. Okay. These are not my words, honey. I'm just reading what the damn IG model said. Okay. This is what's written. Then she goes on to say they fucked for 20 minutes. He mostly hit it from the back and eventually came inside the condom. Immediately after, he jumped up and went to the bathroom to dispose of it. She fished the condom out of the trash. She untied it and put the open end into her vagina. Boy, was she in for a surprise. She said it felt like she was pouring hot lava onto her pussy. She screamed in pain, and Drake ran into the bathroom where he admitted that he had poured a packet of hot sauce in the condom to kill the sperm. Now the model is threatening Drake with a lawsuit. Honey.
Oh, okay, champagne poppy. You know, first of all,
hot sauce poppy. Yeah. Chulopa. What was that? You know, that hot sauce with the little Mexican lady on the bottle.
Oh, shit. I can't even remember the you name.
Know, that's yes. going to be his new name.
Drake already had got, I guess, with the whole deal with his baby mama now. So I don't think he's going to be caught slipping again, for one. Two, I don't know why she would think that would work, because like you and I had talked about, most condoms have spermicide in it. So I don't know if he just decided to put that hot sauce in there just to, you know, double, you know, not take no type of chances. But I don't see how that would work anyways. Like, that's just nasty.
I mean, the whole thing is funny. The hot sauce is called Cholula. Cholula hot sauce. I'm going to start calling him Cholula Poppy instead of Champagne Poppy. Yeah, Cholula Poppy. But basically, I mean, the whole situation is crazy. But yeah, the spermicide is in the condoms, right? That's supposed to kill the sperm. But you know what? People can get lucky. You get what I'm saying? It's happened. People have gotten, you know, they have fish condoms out of trash cans and gotten pregnant by celebrities. You know, that has happened before. You know, so nothing is 100%. You know, even when a girl's on birth control, you can still get pregnant on the pill, right? So things can happen. So I think that was probably his train of thought is, okay, on top of the spermicide that's already in the condom, I'm going to make sure to dump a bunch of hot sauce in there to mess it up even more. And you would think, like, did she not see the red sauce in there? Or even, because, you know, hot sauce has a certain smell.
Yeah,
like,
it does. Did
she not smell it? I guess she was like, fuck it. I'm about to hit this jackpot.
Yeah, and if I was him, I would probably just flush it down the toilet. I know you ain't supposed to do that, but, you know, he was probably in a motel or a hotel anyways. But also, this story could just be getting put out, too, because they're like, look, don't even try it. Because, like, we were just talking about that one girl's getting $40,000 a month. It's a hustle now. So they're like, you know what? We just going to go ahead and let these girls know. Don't even try it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, because the story could just be straight up lies. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the way one to put Drake's name out there, but to maybe put it out there like, yeah, don't try it. It's not okay. And he's already been, quote unquote, burnt like that before, because the only reason why the porn star was able to, you know, have Drake's babies, because she got the hell up out of Dodge. She flew back to France. Everybody else who's been knocked up by Drake, they were forced to have abortions, allegedly. You know, so that's what they're saying. And the reason why she was able to have the babies, because she was able to get up out of here. That's, you know, from what Pusha T was saying. You know, she escaped.
Yeah. And she's changed her entire image. I mean, she's an artist now. She's doing paintings for the Pope and stuff, you know, porn star who. So I could see how a girl might think, you know what, I'm about to have Mia come up too, because, you know, things worked out for her. But I really think the audacity of, if this story is true, for her to try to sue, because that is, to me, some type of violation. If you're going and digging through a trash can and getting a condom and trying to get yourself pregnant like that, he didn't consent to that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like the balls.
Yeah.
Literally. You know what I'm saying? Like the balls of this girl to even think about suing him because you burnt your crotch when you had no business fishing in the trash for something that he threw away. He didn't consent to have a child with you. He doesn't want to have a child with you. He probably didn't know her last name. They're just hooking up. Like, nobody wants to be tied to you for the next 18 years. So for her to now try and switch it around and play victim, it's just very telling Again, yeah. No personal responsibility. I'm just a victim in all of this. And it's not fair because I have a burning crotch.
Yeah, I mean, how fucked up you got to be digging through a trash can in a hotel for a used condom to try to inseminate yourself with? Like, the nerve.
I mean, even just talking about it out loud is just ridiculous. But it really happens. It really does. Like, you know, people... It's sad, but child support has legit become a hustle for some people. And if you can get into certain spaces, you know, people feel like that's the next best thing. Because, yeah, you might be pretty, but pretty doesn't always mean that you're also wealthy, you have money coming in, or that you're successful. You just have the looks to get in the door. But if you can have a baby by this dude who's made it in the industry and who has himself together, well, then you're going to be taken care of just because you're that baby's mother. You know, so I mean, look at the whole Nick Cannon situation, his tribe of kids. One's a wild and out girl. Like, they're not rich is what I'm saying. They're just like average, you know, making average income. But now that you're with Nick, they're going to be getting that support. They're going to be getting that help. You know, so that's how some girls look at this too. So I would not be surprised at all. I mean, look at even Jessica White, who was the model at the time, who was dating Nick Cannon, how she was like going through fertility treatments trying to get pregnant by him.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story. And, you know, which I don't know if this is like a completely different conversation, but there's also like this whole baby mama culture, I guess, where literally you can just be the mother of the child of someone who has a little bit of clout, and you gain your own following and are well known. Like, for some reason, not saying people shouldn't or should, but for some reason, people really seem to care. Who is this girl that is connected to this person? You know, who's little baby's baby mama? Who's 6ix9ine's baby mama? Who's, you know, like, there's this whole culture around it where some of these girls really have a come up just based off of who they have a kid by.
Yep, you're right. Look at Ari.
Exactly. And granted,
she has her own thing. Like I said, I don't want to just, you know, call her baby mama because she's doing her own thing. She sells clothes and weave and all that stuff. But yeah, a lot. But she did get a majority of her fame from after she had that baby with G Herbo. You know, a lot of these girls, you don't know who they were, what they had going on. Like you said, 6ix9ine's baby's mother, nobody knew who the hell she was. She was just some random girl. And now Sarah Molina, now you know her. She has a whole brand. She's on Instagram. She's a Instagram model, all that stuff. So they're able to build their own brand and their own following because of who their baby's fathers are. So yeah, you're right. There is this whole baby mama obsession on social media, but it's only if you get pregnant by somebody who's, you know, famous.
Yeah.
Nobody cares if you're just, you know, the seventh baby mama of, you know what I'm saying, Pookie on the street. Like, we don't care.
It has to be Future or, you know, DaBaby or someone like that. And then it's almost like all the mess that comes with it and all the drama. You know, it's like for some reason that sucks people in. Oh, so-and-so's baby mamas are fighting on Instagram and this, that, and the third. And it's like a whole culture.
It is. That is so true. I mean, look at all the drama between, like, Fetty Wap's baby's mothers.
When they would get
into it, and Masika would get into it with them, and the back and forths, and then even Future and Eliza Rain. Their drama has been going on for years behind this child support, and then all the other baby mothers. I mean, it's crazy. But you're right. It's become like this whole subculture on social media of being a baby mama to like a rapper or a football player, you know, just somebody in entertainment. It's now become entertainment in itself.
Yeah, you can like Google it. Who is so-and-so's baby mom? And as soon as you do, their Instagram's going to pop up and you're going to look and you're going to see. And it's just like a whole storyline. It's almost like Love and Hip Hop, except on Instagram with baby moms. And then some of them actually might get casted on Love and Hip Hop, which, I mean, I ain't hating or anything. Good for you. But it definitely is it's a thing, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And there has been people who were baby mamas of somebody, you know, and they're on Love and Hip Hop. You know, and it's like, that's really what we know them for. And then they're like trying to make a name and a brand for themselves. So yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, these guys, they do have a lot to lose. So if guys are choosing to put, you know, Cholula hot sauce and, you know what I'm saying, Texas Pete, and, you know, put that shit on everything, literally red hot. Okay. If
they want
to do that, right. You know what I'm saying? More power to them. You know, because at the end of the day, it's their sperm. So however they want to dispose of their sperm, they're allowed to do that.
And yeah, I agree.
feel like fishing for it and, you know, taking that chance and getting burnt from the hot sauce, then that's your business. But I don't, I would hope that if this actually went to trial or some mess, they would just throw it out.
I'm pretty sure they would. And one, I don't even want to think about the type of pain she was in if this is true, because I'm pretty sure that would have to be excruciating. But yeah, no, I don't feel bad for her, because that's just trifling all the way to begin with.
Yeah, it really is. It's just, it is. I just don't get it. And it's like, okay, so did you want sympathy from social media? Because you're not going to get that. People were roasting her all day yesterday. They were going
in. Drake is a fool for that. If that is true, that is just, he's a fool for that. That he literally had a little pack of hot sauce, you know, just in his back pocket, just in case.
Just in case. I'm not going to have another repeat of what happened. Mm-hmm. You know what, his son is like four now. He still has nightmares from getting the porn star knocked up.
Yeah,
he's like, uh-uh.
I keep some hot sauce in my pocket.
Right. Now, I want to go ahead and segue onto our last story here. Trey Songz. Something is sinister about Trey Songz. I mean, I've kind of reported on him off and on over the years. But like I always say, where there's smoke, there's fire. And for years, there has been rumblings and talks in, you know, the entertainment industry that Trey Songz has sexually assaulted women, harassed women. And now this young lady, she's 27 years old. Her name is Dylan Gonzalez. She was a former college basketball standout star. And she basically stated that Trey Songz raped her in a hotel in Las Vegas. And she came out stating this a few days ago. Trey Songz's lawyers have come out and they are vehemently denying the claims. But a lot of people are not buying it because they're saying this is literally like the third or fourth allegation. And I don't know if they're all rape allegations or just sexual assault in general. But Trey Songz has faced these allegations, you know, several times now. So at this point, people are really starting to look at him like, you know, what is going on with Trey Songz? And if you remember a few years ago, Keke Palmer came out about that whole incident that happened at his house that made her really uncomfortable. And she was kind of freaking out on social media. And people back then were dismissing her and not trying to hear her claim. And then a white girl came out, I think like maybe 2-3 years later, I forgot her name. And then people were like really starting to believe it. And then Keke Palmer came back out on the Breakfast Club and was like, you know, that's crazy because I said something like this 2-3 years ago and I was drug and, you know, gaslit and everything else. But I really think that there's something going on. Now, she released a statement today. So I want to go ahead and read the statement really quick here. So she says, with what seems like endlessly reoccurring news of the alleged sexual assault committed by Trey Songz, I am forced to repeatedly relive it in my mind and suffer anew. The long-suppressed horror and unbearable PTSD of my rape by his very hands at a well-known Las Vegas hotel. I want to send my love, strength, and hope to all who are victims of sexual assault in this fatal nature. You are not alone. I stand with you and encourage all of those who have suffered abuse to speak out and come forward. Suppression of our voices only emboldens our oppressors. You cannot heal what you do not reveal. At this time, I humbly request my privacy, consideration, and compassion while I fully commit to pursue the best course of actions and all of my legal options. Gracias, Dylan. So that's what she had to say. So it doesn't look like she's backing up or that she's taking anything back. And she doesn't care what Trey Songz's legal team is saying.
You know, what's really interesting about that is that one girl, and she had come out with this story like a couple of years ago. And she had said the same thing. She said that he had, and I want to say it was in a Las Vegas bathroom, but she said that he had raped her in a hotel in Las Vegas in the bathroom, and that he actually locked her in the bathroom and she couldn't get out for a while. Mm. And she had like a whole story time on it. And I don't know if anybody believed her or not, because I think she had had a reputation of maybe saying stuff before that wasn't true, whatever. I believed her when she had said that particular story. And I believe the young lady who's coming out with this story too. And we had had a really interesting conversation on Telegram the other day about him and he does have like a very sinister like energy about him. And I don't know if it's just because he's Trey Songz and he's just so attractive and everybody looks at him as like this subhuman or something. I remember seeing a video of him like spitting in a girl's mouth one time and it was just so gross. And it made me wonder like, and this is what we were talking about on Telegram, like if he's just so used to the traditional consensual styles of sex, like he's so used to having women throw themselves at him all the time. If maybe this, the way rape is like the only way, not saying the only way he can get off, but I think just traditional styles of just having sex isn't working for him anymore.
You know what? That's really deep that you say that, because what people don't understand is that rape is not necessarily about sex.
Right.
And especially when you're dealing with like celebrity men or men who have power, because they have women who throw themselves on them all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like they literally can just walk into a McDonald's and I bet you somebody would be willing to give them a blowjob behind the dumpster just because he's Trey Songz or just because he's this celebrity or whatever. So you're right about that. There is a pathology where that doesn't get people off, because if it's too easy, after a while, it turns you off. You don't want it. That is why even when you look at the Bill Cosby situation or any of these drugging situations, and you would think, well, why would Bill Cosby have to drug people? You know, why would he have to drug a woman to get something? Like, you know, women would be throwing themselves at Bill Cosby and wanting to be with him. He has power. But again, it's not about the sex. It's about the power. It's about having control over that person. It's about having that person, you know, do whatever they want at their whim. So right. I can see that very well being possible, where he doesn't get turned on anymore by women throwing themselves at him or him just hooking up with a random, you know, Instagram model. Because there's a lot of celebrities, believe it or not, you know, that there's been rumors placed on them about them just doing crazy things like that to women, you know, putting things in their drinks when they don't even have to. Like this woman probably would be willing to sleep with you just because you are, you know, enter whatever rapper or singer's name here. But it's almost like I still got to put that pill in your drink, or, you know what I'm saying, get you high, or, you know, press you to do this blow just because that's something that's going to get me off, just because the regular way of obtaining sex doesn't do it for me anymore.
Yeah, because the first thing a lot of people are going to say is, oh, he's Trey Songz. He ain't got to make anybody do anything, blah, 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 all that. Because he does. He's very good looking. He's very talented. He is, you know, he's famous. He has money. Like you said, there's no reason for, or quote unquote reason for people to think that he would have to rape people to, you know, to get laid. But like you said, it's a lot deeper than that. It's not just about having sex. It goes way, way deeper. And he's had so many allegations. Like you said, the whole thing with Kiki, other people have come out and stepped forward and had stories. A lot of them are very similar. Like he seems to have a really sinister, like misogynistic energy about him too. I mean, anybody who can just like spit in someone's mouth and just like degrade that, just the look in his face, like his eyes, it was like he really enjoyed degrading this woman.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't seen that video. I don't like videos like that.
Yeah, and not saying that, you know, oh, that girl was the victim, because she was consensual to it and it seemed like she was just fine with it. But just like I said, the look in his eyes was like he enjoyed degrading her. You know, that's just the energy I got from it, just my opinion. But I do believe that he definitely has got some issues, and I would not be surprised if this was true.
Right. Okay, well, yeah, that whole situation with Trey is a trip. So now, last but not least, I wanted to hit on this before we go. The whole Nicki Minaj situation with the lady Jennifer Hugh. Did you hear about that?
They
removed Nicki Minaj from that harassment lawsuit. So a lot of people were talking about this. I woke up late yesterday because I was so sick. So I seen it had came out, and you know, I find this situation very interesting.
I do too.
So let me go ahead and read to you guys the article here. They're saying that, because last year, Jennifer Hugh, if you guys don't know, I'm sure everybody should know, she's the one who was raped by Nicki's husband, Kenneth Zupetti, when she was 16. And then she came out and said that Nicki Minaj was calling her and was sending, you know, her goons after her as well to harass her, to recant the story. So that way Kenneth Zupetti would not be charged for violating probation, because he's supposed to register as a, I guess, a sex offender. And because he didn't register, he got in trouble. So they had contacted her trying to get her to drop what happened 16 years ago. So anyhow, it's being noted yesterday. It says Nicki Minaj has been dropped from the lawsuit. This week, Jennifer missed an important deadline to provide direct evidence that Nicki Minaj was the one harassing her. And then her attorney turned around and filed a motion to dismiss the case against Nicki altogether. Now, the case with Kenneth Zupetti is still going forward, but she was not able to provide the evidence on the Nicki Minaj situation. So a lot of people have been going in on her. A lot of people have been like, you know what? You're a liar. Nicki did nothing wrong, this and that. Now, I do believe that Nicki Minaj probably did call her. I do believe that.
Yeah.
But where I fought this situation, I feel like the lawyer, because this is the same lawyer from the whole T.I., you know, with all the T.I. allegations. I definitely get ambulance chaser vibes from him, because it was one thing when he came out with these women coming out against T.I. But then when I saw him jumping on the Jennifer case, that kind of was like weird to me, because I'm like, OK, we're kind of seeing this lawyer a bit too much. Is this guy just chasing fame? Does he have her interest at heart? And it really didn't seem like that. And now it makes sense. Now, Nicki Minaj's lawyer went off recently. Let me see if I can find that post. They were basically accusing him of a shakedown, this Tyrone Blackburn.
You know, I was getting Lisa Bloom vibes from him when he first came out with the, as soon as I saw him on the reel with her, and not necessarily saying that he, well, I don't know if he had her best interest at heart or not, but I'm like, is this one of these social media lawyers again?
Right.
It just made me think of Lisa Bloom. I'm like, anytime there's like a trending topic, you would see her. And now it's not her. It's like anytime there's a trending topic, you see him.
Right. And so I found the article here. This is what her Nicki Minaj's lawyer, Jude Bernstein, said to Tyrone Blackburn. So he says, in my view, your conduct in pursuing this case against Nicki represents the worst of our legal system. Bottom feeding lawyers who pursue frivolous actions against a celebrity, assuming that they will be paid off if they throw enough dirt. Then he says, you force my client to spend over $300,000 in fees to defend a case which even my labradoodle, Gracie, could see was frivolous on both facts and in the law. So from what I'm hearing, they're going to go after them. He said his labradoodle, honey.
He went in.
He did. I was like, okay. He came for Tyrone, honey.
He did. Yes, he did.
So he's like, so after what I'm hearing, they're going to be going after them for punitive damages. Like I said, I do believe, I don't think she's lying about Nicki calling her.
I
believe her on that. I just do. But again, in the court of law, you have to have proof. So that's where they messed up. If she didn't have this recorded, if she didn't have the receipts, if she couldn't prove the phone call, what was said, then he had no business pursuing this. And another thing, too, that was very interesting was the amount that they were suing for. Because
that
amount was so much. It was like, you really think you're about to get $20 million? And I understand starting high and working your way down. But the problem is when you start that high with a celebrity, it looks like a shakedown.
Yeah, it does. And I do believe that, you know, now as far as the, you know, the whole bullying and all that, I don't know. I do think they wanted her to recant her statement, though. I do believe that they reached out to her and wanted her to recant her statement. But like you said, you have to have proof. And the thing with Jennifer is she was saying she had proof. So I don't know if this lawyer gassed her up, got in her ear, whatever it was. But I'm kind of side-eyeing him for the whole ordeal. I keep Tyrone Blackburn. Is that it?
Yep, that's his name.
Okay, yeah. I also feel like he's lost so much credibility with this, because she was really, you know, talking about standing up for victims, and, you know, she's got daughters and this, that, and the third. So even if you really didn't have the proof that you felt you had, or y'all were losing the case, you would think you would at least continue to try to fight it. But just to dismiss it the way that they did, it almost, would make some people think she took a payoff, or there's something mm-hmm. more to this story.
Yeah, and from what I researched, they're saying that Nicki Minaj and them did not pay her off. Because I know a lot of people were saying that, like, oh, Nicki probably paid her off. But no, they're saying that she was not paid off, that Tyrone just dismissed it. And to me, that shows he's very amateurish as a lawyer. Because for you to go in and file this huge case, $20 million, that is a huge case. He should have had all his proof locked, stock, and barrel. You cannot file a $20 million lawsuit and then now when they're asking for proof to move forward, now, well, we don't have the proof, so we're just going to hurry up and dismiss it. That just looks really bad. And what also has me worried is because he's using a lot of these women to help, you know, promote himself, right? Promote his law firm and what he's doing. I know he's also helping some of the women on the whole T.I. case. Well, this just shot his credibility to hell.
Yeah, if I was a victim and I was in a similar situation, I wouldn't want to go to him. Hell no.
Yeah, yeah. So I think she got with the wrong lawyer. I think it should have been realistic. And maybe he reached out to her and she thought, you know, hey, he's willing to do it pro bono, because I'm sure she didn't have money for a lawyer. So she probably just trusted him. But she definitely went with the wrong lawyer. You know, from what I see, this was more about him trying to get money. Let's start high. Maybe Nicki will settle for like $5 million. And then, you know, he can get his attorney's fees and his split and his cut. And then she can walk away with her money. But obviously, they didn't have the proof for it to go forward. Another thing, too, where he messed up is that it just shows now, like, you're not really for the victims. Because, exactly. Like I said, before you even go to court, before it even goes to anything, before you even file a motion, all of the proof should have been there. All of the evidence should have been there. So he dropped the ball. You know, yeah. She can't go back after this again. She can't go get another lawyer and ask for a redo. It's a wrap. And then now, you know, they're saying that this lawyer, what's his name? Jude Bernstein, he's going to go after her for punitive damages and for Nicki Minaj's lawyer fees. We know Jennifer don't have that money. So is Tyrone going to cover this? You know, like, so what's going to happen with that whole situation?
They're probably doing it to make an example out of her. And not only that, but not only did he mess up his credibility, but he also really messed up her credibility. Because a lot of people now are calling her a liar and that she was just all into this for the money. And I don't know what the reasoning behind everything was, but if he really genuinely cared about her as a victim, like exactly what you said, before we even get into this, we need to know, do we have proof? Because it's not, and you know, in the court, it's not really about the truth, it's what you can prove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all the social media stuff, anybody can have opinions on social media and commentary and, you know, the shade room comments. Yeah, everybody's going to have an opinion about everything, but they should not have pursued this if they did not have the proof to back it up, period.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, it is, because I've been seeing, like, people been going in on her. They were dragging her yesterday on social media. And I got on pretty late last night and I seen, like, people were going in on Twitter on her. So it's like, you know, it's sad because it's like she's getting victimized again.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was the right lawyer for the case. Like, every time I've seen him, I've just, like you said, gotten ambulance chaser vibes. Because I remember when he first appeared, when his name popped up, when I remember I first got the story that she was planning on suing and she was talking to a lawyer and his name popped up. And I'm like, is that the same guy from the T.I. thing? But I wasn't sure. But then when they went on television on The View and he was there, it's like, OK, he's definitely looking for some type of clout.
Oh, yeah. He was all suited up and everything, which I'm not saying, you know, in that situation that she can't have some support with her or her lawyer with her just to make sure she doesn't say anything that she is or isn't supposed to say. Mm-hmm. But didn't he also fumble the cases with T.I. in them? Or are those still ongoing?
Those cases were old. So statute of limitations had been reached. So it's not even like they got, people were acting like, oh, well, this proves that T.I. and Tiny are innocent. Well, not necessarily. A lot of these cases were too old to file in the first damn place.
Yeah.
There's a statute of limitations on things, you know? I mean, it's not a murder case. So it's not, you know, I mean, it's not like they killed anybody, hopefully not. So it's not like the statute of limitations is 15, 20 years are unlimited. Like, a lot of these allegations were more sexual assault allegations and things like that. And they happened in like the early 2000s. So for a lot of these cases that he was trying to go through and get the women to come to court against T.I. and them, it had to be thrown out because it was just too old. So even that is amateurish.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Once again, that's something, a quick Google, that your regular person who didn't go to law school and pass the bar and all that. I mean, he at the end of the day, he is an actual lawyer. So this is common knowledge that you and I, who are not lawyers, know, that there's statute of limitations. And that also, if you want to go to court and you want to sue someone, especially for the amount of money they were asking, you have to have hard evidence. You have to have proof. So like you said, why even pursue this? What is his what is his motive? What is his point of doing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and that's the problem, is that you have lawyers like this and they take advantage of people who are victims and people who are who have found themselves in certain situations. And, you know, they're looking for the support. They're looking, you know, for help. And I remember initially she was saying that she wasn't going to sue. So it's like, did he get in her ear and, like, you know, gas her up and let her feel like she really had a case? And then for him to turn around and just file a dismissal, is just like, he literally just left her out there to dry on her own.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely, which, like I said, I'm not saying that this is what I think, but just in the public eye, she's lost a lot of credibility. A lot of people are thinking that, you know, she lied.
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what goes on further though, because I know they still have the case against Kenneth. So that hasn't been dropped, but at least the case with Nicki Minaj has been dropped. So she's good right there. But it's going to be interesting to see like where it goes on with her husband.
Like you said, it was almost like a lawyer got in her ear and was like, oh, you know, you can sue her for this. We can do this. We can do that. And then it ended up just making her look uncredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting, but at least, you know, Nicki won that case, so she's good there, you know, and she's able to move on with her life and, you know, be done with that. Because that would have been crazy, though, if they'd have been able to get $20 million from her. Like, that's insane. That's, like, half of her net worth. Like, I don't even know what the hell he was thinking.
Yeah, I definitely don't think they would have gotten that to begin with, but It definitely wasn't a good look for her to begin with. But I will also say, if the case with Nicki was thrown out, I don't know how this civil case is going to, how are they even going to do that against her husband? Because it's like, you didn't have proof for her, so how do you have proof for him?
Right.
I think that'll end up getting thrown out too, but who knows?
Yeah. So it's going to be a waiting game, but we have reached our hour. This has been a great conversation, Emily. I really appreciate you coming on here and chopping it up with me. Lots of really good topics we got a chance to hit on.
Excuse me. Yeah, it's always fun. We always have a good time.
Definitely. Definitely. So I will talk to you later. Thank you guys so much, Tea Sippers, for tuning in. Once again, half of this will be posted on YouTube. Feel free to comment over there. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. We will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LoveLyti on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.